Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. It's your girl, Sonya McQueen, with your mind, your body, your choice. So, happy whatever today is, everybody. I'll say happy Friday, and then you guys will hear this on a Tuesday. I said happy New Year, and I think you guys received it like 3 days later. So I'm just going to say, for me, it's Sunday. Today is Sunday, January 19th, and I hope everybody's having a great day, whatever day this is. So I want to talk to you today about, I think some things are changing for the better. I remember when I first moved to Florida, I was telling my husband, who I met here in Florida, but I was telling him before he was my husband that I don't see kids outside playing anymore. It was just crazy. I didn't see kids playing. I remember growing up, coming home, doing my homework, changing my clothes, taking off my school clothes, putting on some outside clothes, and playing with my friends. We played kickball. We played tag. Sometimes we just walked and talked. Sometimes we rode our bikes together or roller skated, skateboarded. We had fun. We were kids. We were kids. We didn't sit around our parents. We didn't listen to their conversations. We definitely didn't use foul language around adults. We would sneak the curse. Remember that? You sneak the curse and you curse around your friends and just pray your parents never hear you or find out. We were good kids. And even if you weren't a good kid, it wasn't out like you were out there having sex at 12, having babies, you know, not where I grew up, maybe in the cities, maybe in, you know, my husband grew up, born and raised in the hood, Miami. And he'll laugh at me saying the hood because I remember driving one time and I was like, is this the projects? And he just burst out laughing. But he's from Miami, a place I believe called Pork and Beans or something like that. He even says I say that funny. But I grew up on military bases, and if not on a military base, right outside, because that's what we were. We were a military family. And then when I got old enough, I became a military person. So you don't get to see all of one race neighborhoods or, you know, some of the things I seen when I got out of the military, but that's for a different podcast. The last couple of weeks, as I, you know, drive around doing whatever I'm doing, I've seen kids outside playing. I've seen mixed race of kids outside playing. I've seen Hispanic, white, black, Asian, and when I tell y'all, it warms my heart to see kids out playing. And then, wait a minute, kids don't care what they say around adults anymore. As a matter of fact, kids will curse you out. I don't think it's specific to Florida because I've seen it in Kansas City when I go to see my kid. Not cursing me out, but I've seen kids not caring that an adult's around using extremely foul language. Matter of fact, my daughter is a teacher. My youngest daughter is a teacher in a very high-scale area here in Florida, South Florida, called Boca Raton. I went to one of the functions that they had. It was a Saturday event, and I had my grandbaby, her daughter. So, you know, to take her back to her mom, I was like, well, we're just going to go to this event, and then we'll trade off at the end of the event. I'm at the event. This is a middle school event. My daughter's a middle school math teacher, algebra teacher. These kids were dropping the F-bomb, calling each other inappropriate names. It was crazy. Not even caring that adults were everywhere. And some of their parents were there and not even saying anything. That threw me off almost as much as girls out there with short shorts on and their booty cheeks hanging out and their whole breast out. No joke. And I was thinking, these are 12, 13, 14-year-old kids dressed like this, speaking like this, acting like this. It was crazy. At this school, kids have been caught having sex on the steps in the bathrooms. And this is a high-scale school. No joke. ritzy. There's lots of money out there, but this is how it seems as though kids just don't care. And I was wondering one day, why is that? Why is that? Even my grandkids care, and it's because of their parents' upbringing, right? So sometimes we have to think about the upbringing. Everybody's not raised the same, and we have to give some justice there. We have to shoot a little bit of forgiveness, you know, parents having kids at 13, 14, 15, and essentially their kids become their friends as they get older, and you see them dressing them the same and talking to each other crazy, and maybe even fighting or fighting over the same dude, and it's crazy. But I am starting to see a shift. I'm starting to see parents acting like parents. I was out today. I didn't run, I walked. I only did 4 miles, but I walked. And this boy was on one of those electric scooters, and he cut me off. I mean, rode right in front of me from one side of the street to the other. Didn't even look back, didn't apologize, nothing. I literally had to come to a full stop, or I would have crashed into him. Nothing. I just chuckled a little bit and shook my head because that's what I'm used to seeing. But I promise you, less than 2 minutes later, I walked by another boy taking out the trash, and he put his hand up to say hi and smiled, looked at me in my eyes, and that warmed my heart. Why? I don't see enough of that anymore. I see kids that won't look at you. I see grown men, you walk by them, they won't even look at you in your eye. They won't speak even after you speak. Women and men, they won't even speak. Go back to a previous podcast I had where I went for a run and I literally counted how many people spoke to me. I lost count of how many people I passed, but I passed more than 20 people around my run, and only three people spoke back. Some spoke first. One spoke first, excuse me. One spoke first, the other two, I spoke first, and they spoke back. The one who spoke to me, of course, I spoke back. I always look at people in their eyes when I pass them, and I always smile, wave, depends on how tired I am, or I'll say good morning because I don't run in the evening. And I only got communication out of three people. That's the kind of world we live in. And those people have kids, and those kids see how their parents are, and they follow suit. But once again, are we going back? I seen kids playing today. I seen kids playing the other day. I seen kids playing, walking around with a basketball, going to go play basketball across the street. A whole group of them looking like kids. I've seen girls walking around fully dressed. I seen girls with their parents being mannerable. I seen boys with their parents being mannerable. And I thought, man, what a great world it would be if we could go back to when kids were kids and we went outside and obesity wasn't such a big factor. Now, the obesity isn't just about kids sitting in the house, it's about what they're doing to our food. It's about what they're doing to our food. And the sad part is, if you want to go all natural and organic, you got to pay damn near double just to be healthy. They're mass producing food, which is, of course, full of preservatives and all this other stuff, which falls on your body and is hard to work off because it's not natural. But once again, that's for another podcast. Maybe we could start touching at that obesity thing in our kids. Maybe we could see kids not walking around being inappropriate. Little girls with heads full of weave getting their hair done every, like they're grown. $300, $400, $500 hairdos every month, every other month. Parents who can't afford it, but they don't want to piss their kids off. Got 13-year-old girls walking around, going to the nail shop every month with these long nails and all this makeup on and dressed inappropriately. Better yet, something that drives me crazy, going out seeing all these people in pajamas. Maybe kids and grown-ups will start putting on clothes to leave the house. Maybe they'll start taking off these bonnets. And At the very least, do like I do, I throw on a baseball cap. But I'll be damned if you're going to catch me in public in a bonnet. That'll never happen. In my pajamas? That'll never happen. Why? Because I got pride. And my mom didn't raise me like that. My dad didn't raise me like that. I told my kids, I don't care that they're grown. I better not ever hear that they were out in the store in bonnets and pajamas when it's nothing to throw on a pair of sweatpants. But you guys, are we going back? I'm starting to see kids here or there with manners saying, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Yes, sir, no, sir. Out playing, laughing, being kids, caring about what school they go to. It would be a beautiful thing to just see more of that. And I'm going to end with this. One of my sons, he is 21. His name's Quaylen, and he goes to college. I met my husband when Quaylen was 10, and he's lived with us because before he was my husband, yeah, we sinned. We lived together, y'all. And Quaylen came to live with us. He lived with his mom before. And then when me and Q started living together, he came to live with us. Quaylen is quiet. He's very mannerable. I'm sure he curses. I'm sure he does all kinds of things he has no business doing. But when he's around adults, I don't care what adult it is, he has manners. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. He looks at you in your eyes. He shakes your hands. He gives hugs. I love this boy. Quaylen is a football player, and there was four of them. They were like if you remember this movie, I think Boys in the Hood and the Wood and all that. They're always a group of four boys, and Quaylen's like the glue. He's the calmest. He's the most sensible. He is the most beloved. He's no joke. He's just like his dad. If you know my husband, which mostly you don't, but my husband is very quiet. He is so beloved. Everywhere we go, people just love my husband, but don't play with him the wrong way, right? That's Quaylen. So Quay and his friends, they all played football. And when it was time to graduate high school and they all had offers, a couple of his friends got Division I offers. So, you know, they're making $500,000 because now they pay the college football players. They're making big money to play ball. But Quaylen picked a JUCO school. So our son went all the way to California, not making any money, but he loves football. For him, it's the love of the sport. It's not the end result. And he applauded his friends. Not a lick of envy in him, not a lick. Keeps in touch with his friends. When he comes to town, he makes sure to spend quality time with them. He watches their games. He cheers them on. We watch their games. Well, not me so much, but my husband does. Watches their games, and they talk about these games, and just humble. He is the true meaning of being humble. Well, guess what happened? He got contacted by a few Division I schools. You know why? They see his work ethics. They see his heart. They see he's in it for the love of the game, and he's good at what he does. He's good at what he does. So now he goes to a Division I school. He doesn't make the $500,000, but once again, he doesn't care. This is what he loves, and God sees that. And I have a feeling, y'all listen for that name. I have a feeling you guys are all going to see Quaylen McQueen in the NFL in the near future. He's only got a couple more years of school, and he's a straight-A student. He loves football, football day and night. He's going to practice when nobody else is going to practice. He gets out with his friends. He doesn't sit in front of no computer. He doesn't sit in front of game console. He doesn't sit on his phone in the house, and he doesn't sit in front of a TV. He is outside doing what a young man should be doing. Living his life, living right. Doing the right things, going to school, getting great grades, playing football, what he loves to do. And he's doing it with a lot of humility, passion, I wanted to give a third word, but I couldn't think of one. So, you know, you get the point. If I think of one later, I'll throw it in there. But I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of him. I want to say I have a little part of that, but he is his daddy's son. He is his daddy's son. He's a cookie cutter. He doesn't look like him, but he acts just like him. Just like him. And the pride I have in this young man, everybody thinks he's mine. I tell everybody he's mine because he's mine. That is my son. I didn't have to give birth to him. I didn't have to raise him those first 10 years. All I have to do is give him advice, love, and a commitment to be in his life for the rest of his life because he keeps making me proud, just like the other ones. Don't get me wrong, all the kids. My three, I speak of my three often. That's a given. I raised them. I raised them to be a certain way, and I take that back. I raised two of them. But my son, for some reason, even though I didn't raise him, he's just like the other ones. They are hardworking. They are educated. They have jobs I can be proud of. They're excellent parents, except my son, who has no kids and no wife. Let me throw that out there because he's such a handsome man. Everywhere he goes, they stop and stare, but I think he's still out there just being coming to America, selling his wild oats. But I'm very proud of them. And the other two, I'm very proud of them. I'm very proud of them. But this is about Quaylen. And I don't always want to make it about the three that came out of my womb or Farah, who is my husband's daughter, who just makes me proud at every turn. This is about Quay and the young man he is. The young man he is. I want to see more of that. I want to see more passion for the right reasons. I have a company called Led by Motivation. I have made $600 in 2024 for my company. It's a not-for-profit, but I haven't asked anybody for anything. I'm applying for my very first grant. I'm giving myself 3 weeks to get it completed, and I'm essentially doing it by myself. But I'm gonna do it because I believe in what I'm doing. And what am I doing? I'm giving back for the homeless veterans, for the veterans who get out of the military and they're having issues. I'm gonna help them. For the homeless people who are homeless situationally, you didn't have enough money to pay your rent. Your paycheck short, the cost of living is beyond what you make. I'm going to help. For the kids sleeping in cars with their parents or they don't have parents and they're living on the streets, I'm going to help. I'm going to help the, as my church used to say, the hurting, needy, disenfranchised, the homeless, the spaceless, the worriers. That's my whole mission, and I've been doing it for 2 decades, but now I'm doing it on a bigger scale, and I know I'm going to be blessed for it. And I said that to say that's the kind of kid Quaylen is. He's going to be patient because this is what he loves. This is what he loves. And from the very beginning, he said, "One day, I'm going to buy you whatever house you want, Mom," because he calls me Ma. "I'm going to buy you whatever car you want. I'm going to buy you whatever you want. I love you so much. I'm going to buy my mom a house. I'm going to buy my mom a car. I'm going to buy my grandma a house. I'm going to buy my grandma a car." And my exact words to him, and I'm going to stand on them, is, "I just want to see you win." I'm going to end it with that. I just want to see you guys win, and I really would love to see kids outside playing everywhere again. Kids being kids, dressing appropriately, talking appropriately, acting appropriately. Parents not putting so much on their kids that they feel like they have to be grown before it's time. I want to go back to that world again. I see other things changing. I see music changing. Thank you, Kendrick Lamar. Thank you, West Coast. I see music changing. Thank you, East Coast. Thank you, Nas. I see music changing. I see my favorite, as I said on the news one time when they were interviewing me about my books, I said, Janaire. But I see genres of Christian music going back to being Christian music and not taking the raunchiest rap song and changing it to Christian lyrics. And then you got pastors up there scrubbing the ground and popping it and twerking and all that. I see it going back. I seen Tasha Cobbs, man. She's looking so good. She done lost weight naturally, took that those wigs off, all that makeup. She's gorgeous. And she looks like she's having a great time. She's showing, hey, I can be me and natural, praise the Lord, and I don't have to bring all this other stuff in. So I'm starting to see a change, a shift. Let's keep it moving, you guys. Let's keep this shift going. Friends are becoming real friends. Envy is shutting down. Not everywhere. There's always going to be jealousy, envy, strife, always. That's just nature. There's always going to be sin. Always going to be sin. No perfection in this world. But let's start chipping. Let's all do our part to bring this back to a world of love and care and raising these kids to be greater than we are. Greater than we are. I'm an excellent cook. I tell you guys that all the time. Believe it. I'm an excellent at my baking is subpar. Like people are always trying to get me to open a bakery or something. But I want to see my kids cook just as well, if not better. There's no jealousy with my kids. I want to see them surpass anything I do. All the mistakes I've made, I try to tell them so that they don't make the same ones. Let's be that kind of generation again. Let's watch this change in real time. It could happen. You guys can find me at Sonya M. That's Sonya M as in money. At ledbymotivation.com. That's ledbymotivation.com. Or you could email us at ledbymotivation07 at gmail.com. Hey, I'm here every week. I'm going to try to put out more of these because I noticed my audience is growing. And I actually received a couple of emails saying that I don't do what I say I'm going to do. So let me be transparent and say, y'all, I got so much going on in my life, and my mind just slips. I've got five podcasts just sitting here I could put out. And I tell myself I'm going to put them out every Thursday, and next thing I know, it's Saturday, and I forgot. So I apologize, and I will do better. God bless you all. Be kind to somebody on purpose. Do something great for somebody on purpose. If you can, buy a meal for a homeless person. If you can't afford that, and I understand, a kind word, a smile. A hug, a compliment goes so far. And I'm gonna add this today. Look at people in their eyes and smile. Don't cross by people and look down or look away like you don't see them. It's insulting. Look at people in their eyes. It's okay. Hold the door open for somebody. It's okay. Give somebody a compliment. It's okay. It's okay. All right. Have a great day on purpose, you guys. I'm out.